Hey, Big J, I'm doing good.
Right on. Are you guys in Billings?
We're in town. We came from Boulder last night, so we had about 550 miles, and we're on a tour, and we've been touring since February, and we'll tour throughout the year, and we're, you know, making a couple records and stuff, so lots going on for us.
Very cool. What, do you still like the touring, or is that kind of like the you got to do it to pay the bills kind of thing?
I do like it, because our fans are incredible, and I just, personally, I like traveling. You know, it gets tiring. But that's the worst part of it, tiring and missing what's going on at home. But besides that, I still love it. I really do.
So you like touring. You get to see a lot of cool places. What do you think about Montana? Are you a big fan?
Of course I am. Wide open spaces, long city blocks. It's awesome. I mean, it's so different from the East Coast that it's like a foreign world. And I like that. We like to get out and experience different cities and different countryside, and that's what we get to do. So love Montana. We've been here several times, and very glad to be back.
Well, what do you? A lot of people obviously associate you guys with being lesbian. Like, that's one of the things, you know, some people will say, oh, the Indigo Girls, they're that lesbian group, right? Is that
right.
Something that you've found to be cool because it gives you a vehicle to kind of talk about those issues, or is that something that you're kind of sick of at this point? Like, yes, we are, but that's not what it's about.
Well, there's no doubt that we've been pigeonholed, you know, and you sort of become a parody after a while. But the truth is that for us, it's much more important to be part of the movement for civil rights and for acceptance of queer people. So we wouldn't change a thing. You know, when we came out, we knew that was going to happen. And I feel that a lot of people out there probably haven't checked out our music, and that it has more scope than they might imagine in terms of its influence and just the breadth of the musical experience of our music. But much more important to be, you know, to stand up for who we truly are and to help people who are struggling in their own search for identity and in their coming out, and to be part of the movement. So we feel very grateful that if we can help make change, it's more important than anything else.
And what do you think about? I mean, obviously, over the years, you've probably seen a lot of things change, because that's one of the movements that's kind of gained a lot of steam
right. Lately.
Are you happy with the progress that's been made? Or are you kind of disappointed and think there's still a lot to be done? Or what's your feeling on the current state of, like, gay and lesbian rights in America?
Well, I think there's two different, it's a very good question, and I think there's two different ways that you approach it. And one is to have patience with the scope of history, you know, because civil rights movements take a long, long time. And in many ways, our civil rights movement hasn't taken as long as some others. But so you have to have that perspective. But personally, it's very painful to not be there yet, you know, to know, to have conservative, mostly Christian-based groups condemning us, you know, not validating us as human beings with the same rights granted them. So that, it can never happen fast enough as a gay person. You know, we want our right to marry, and, you know, the gay teen suicide rate is much higher than any other group, and that it's a reflection of the pain that's caused when society condemns you as a human being for just being who you are.
Yeah.
So the answer is twofold. And, you know, we want Obama to pick up the pace a little bit, but he's got his hands full. So.
Yeah. And one of the things, we've talked about this on the show before in the past, in Montana, obviously, very conservative but in
right. General,
probably right. Not one of the more progressive places when it comes to homosexuality. But still, I mean, we have a gay bar here in town. You know, we do have a gay pride parade. It's like,
we're
coming along, but not a lot of the, you know, or I shouldn't say not a lot, but there are people out there that aren't on board and don't understand it yet. And one of the big things when we've talked about the whole homosexual issue on our show before is there's a lot of people here that think homosexuality is just a choice, you know, that you choose to like women if you're a girl, or if you're a guy, you decide women aren't working out for you and you choose to like men. What's your view on that? Are you somebody that says, like, it's clearly born into you, or how do you feel about that?
Well, there's no doubt that it's born into you. I don't think anybody would make a choice to face a life of oppression and invalidation from, you know, social and cultural forces. It's just, as a gay person in this culture, you have to constantly validate yourself, you know, and which is why we kind of stick together and help each other out. And, you know, who knows the biology of sexuality? I mean, there are people who are truly bisexual and people who are completely heterosexual and people who are completely homosexual. Science doesn't understand yet the whole spectrum of sexuality physiologically. But there's absolutely no doubt that it's not a choice.
Yeah,
it's
I mean, that's my view on it. Like, because exactly what you said there, my thing is, like, why would anybody choose that sort of an uphill battle? I mean, life's hard enough as it is. Why would you want to choose to go through that if it was simply just a choice?
Yeah, it's not a choice. There's something quite strengthening about being a member of a minority and having to grow through the evolution of rights and work towards change. There's something that's that helps you grow in your soul. It's a matter of people getting to know other human beings and realizing that they're living productive and healthy and fulfilling lives. And that's what our eyes are on, that prize.
Yeah, that's what I've told that to people before too. You know, that they think, some of the people I think that don't accept homosexuality or have a problem with it think of gay as like a gay pride parade. They picture like a dude in a Speedo with a boa on, yeah, and think, yeah, that like that's the gay guy, or they know like a kid they went to high school with who said they were gay, and they think that it's like this phase somebody goes through, or it's this flamboyant lifestyle. And I grew up doing theater and musical theater, so I knew a lot of gay people. I said, you've got to meet some of these older gay guys I know that aren't flamboyant at all, live a totally normal life, like with their partner, and like you got to look at that person and then tell me that guy just chooses to live that way and that's not who he is.
Exactly. It's all about getting to know people, and it I mean, I wouldn't take away the flamboyance and the gay pride and the parades and all that stuff. That's part of the whole gay culture, but you're right, there's a whole other element of the queer world that people aren't often introduced to. So, but the other issue is the church. You know, it's religious condemnation of homosexuality is a huge, huge issue and a problem. My dad is a Methodist minister and a theologian, and I never had any struggle with my spirituality and my homosexuality. I was blessed to grow up in a world of progressive Christians who are deeply saddened and pained, and these are straight people, you know, they're pained by the conservative church's condemnation of homosexuality.
Yeah, there's a lot of condemnation still, obviously, a lot of problems, but I see what you're saying. Kind of the whole thing is you're moving in the right direction, slowly but surely, but you'll get there.
Yep.
Excellent. Well, we kind of got off on a little tangent there, but the bottom line is the Indigo Girls at the Babcock Theater, and hopefully everybody will come out and check you guys out, and I'm sure they're in for a very good show. Emily from the Indigo Girls, it's been great talking to you. Thanks so much for your time.
You too. Thank you so much. It's great to be back in Montana.
Tonight at the Babcock Theater, 8 o'clock, the Indigo Girls live in concert. Thanks again, Emily.
All right. Thanks so much. Bye.
J Show. Weekday mornings from 6 till 10 on Billings' number one hit music station, Hot 101.9.